Family and friends of an Illinois woman found dead in a Texas jail remembered her Saturday as a courageous voice for social justice and promised to keep fighting for clarity on the circumstances surrounding her death. Hundreds of people attended Sandra Bland's funeral near the Chicago suburb where she grew up. They celebrated her life, but some also said they were still struggling to understand how a traffic stop for failing to use a turn signal escalated into a physical confrontation and landed her in the cell where authorities say she killed herself 3 days later. The Harris County, Texas Medical Examiner's Office determined through an autopsy that Bland hanged herself with a plastic bag. The 28-year-old woman's family has questioned the finding, saying she was excited about starting a new job and wouldn't have taken her own life. The Reverend Teresa Deer told reporters outside the DuPage African Methodist Episcopal Church that friends and family continue to have those doubts, even as authorities release documents in support of their conclusion it was suicide. When you are about to start a new job, when you know your family is about to bring the money for your release, when you are an activist and a fighter, you don't take your own life, she said. The traffic stop, which was captured on police dash cam video and on a bystander cell phone, and Bland's death in custody have resonated on social media, with many grouping it with other prominent U.S. cases involving confrontations between the police and blacks over the past year. Bland had spoken out about that issue and others in a series of videos she posted online this year with the hashtag Sandy Speaks. Mourners at Saturday's funeral wore T-shirts with the tag. One person had it scrawled across a car window. Some took to Twitter with the hashtag Sandy Still Speaks. The July 10th traffic stop became heated when Bland refused the officer's request to put out a cigarette and his subsequent order to get out of the car. He threatened to shoot Bland with a stun gun unless she obeyed his order and said she kicked him during the tussle. He has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Deer told mourners that Bland should be celebrated for standing up for herself. She challenged and asked the question, why? Why should I put out the cigarette? Deer said. She asked 12 times, why am I being arrested? And so we celebrate that part of her personality. Her story so moved people that her funeral even drew some who never met her. I don't know Sandra, and I don't know what happened, Hank Brown of Chicago told the Chicago Tribune, but I do know she didn't have to die. There's an epidemic of police terror in this country, and people need to stand up.